IRC bans Ivan Toney for 8 months for over 200 betting breaches. An independent regulatory commission, the regulatory arm of the English Football Association, FA, has announced that it has banned Ivan Toney, the England international, and Brentford FC player, from football activities for 8 months following an investigation into betting breaches. In November last year, Toney was charged with more than 250 breaches of the E8FA rule, which states that professional footballers may not bet on the outcome of football matches. The Independent Regulatory Commission dropped 30 charges, and in return, Toney pleaded guilty to 232 betting breaches in a 4-year period between the 25th of February 2017 and the 23rd of January 2021. The regulatory body of football has banned players from betting on matches so that the public can trust the integrity of the games they watch and does not lead to a conflict of interest for players. The punishment handed out by the Independent Regulatory Commission to Ivan Toney is an 8-month ban from all football activities lasting until the 16th of January 2024 but can resume training with his team Brentford on the 17th of September this year. Toney was also hit with a £50,000 fine and warned not to gamble on football in the future. Quote, "I am naturally disappointed that I will be unable to play for the next 8 months. I make no further comment at this point other than to thank my family and friends, Brentford, and our fans for their continued support through what has been a very difficult time. I now focus on returning to play the game I love next season." Ivan Toney, England international and Brentford FC football player. Because this was not an isolated incident, and Toney has shown a consistent pattern of breaking the gambling ban for professional footballers would explain why the ban is so long. The English FA has also said it is pushing for the domestic ban to be turned into a global ban relating to all football matters. The Independent Regulatory Commission has stated that it will give a fuller report outlining the details of the betting breaches by Toney and will publish these in due course. Both Brentford and Toney said they would await the detailed report before they were able to take any action in response to the judgment.